A Life in Parts. Joan came to see me to help her manage her uncontrollable temper tantrums and to deal with her guilt about her numerous affairs, most recently with her tennis coach. As she put it in our first session, I go from being a kick-ass professional woman to a whimpering child to a furious bitch to a pitiless eating machine in the course of 10 minutes. I have no idea which of these I really am. By this point in the session, Joan had already critiqued the prints on my wall, my rickety furniture, and my messy desk. Offense was her best defense. She was preparing to get hurt again. I'd probably let her down, as so many people had before. She knew that for therapy to work, she'd have to make herself vulnerable, so she had to find out if I could tolerate her anger, fear, and sorrow. I realized that the only way to counter her defensiveness was by showing a high level of interest in the details of her life, demonstrating unwavering support for the risks she took in talking with me, and accepting the parts she was most ashamed of. I asked Joan if she had noticed the part of herself that was critical. She acknowledged that she had, and I asked her how she felt toward that critic. This key question allowed her to begin to separate from that part and to access herself. Joan responded that she hated the critic because it reminded her of her mother. When I asked her what that critical part might be protecting, her anger subsided, and she became more curious and thoughtful. I wonder why she finds it necessary to call me some of the same names that my mother used to call me, and worse. She talked about how scared she had been of her mom growing up, and how she felt that she never could do anything right. The critic was obviously a manager. Not only was it protecting Joan from me, it was trying to preempt her mother's criticism. Over the next few weeks, Joan told me that she had been sexually molested by her mother's boyfriend, probably around the time she was in the first or second grade. She thought she'd been ruined for intimate relationships. While she was demanding and critical of her husband, for whom she lacked any sexual desire, she was passionate and reckless in her love affairs. But the affairs always ended in a similar way. In the middle of a lovemaking session, she would suddenly become terrified and curl up into a ball, whimpering like a little girl. These scenes left her confused and disgusted, and afterward she could not bear to have anything more to do with her lover.